League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Chased my burglar at the end of the last year. My life flashed before my eyes. And it wasn't particularly the key moments that I remembered. It was random smaller moments that I was reminded of. Maybe it was triggered by him just smashing my door in. What has happened to the gentleman thief? You know, something has happened to subtlety over the last 20, 30 years. I mean, there was crime back in the 80s, wasn't there? But if you got burgled, it would be sneaky, clever people. The gentleman thief, you know, a soupçon of panache. This dude just flat out kicked my door down, hammered it down. Where has subtlety gone? When did we lose subtlety? Constant conspiracy theories here in the UK. I'm not sure how they fly in other parts of the world, but many people think that coronavirus was overstated. You know, yeah, it was an issue, but it's just like a bad flu, and what the world needed was a reset. So that's what the governments did. It was a reset, so they got everyone locked up. The world was getting out of control. The world had lost its morality. The world had gone fucking crazy. And it worked. Of course it did. You know, I've mentioned before on this podcast, I'm sure, that even terrorists complied with the lockdown rules. Certainly in the UK, there were no terrorist attacks in the UK during lockdown. Lockdown lifted. The first lockdown in the UK lifted immediately a terrorist attack. What the fuck were terrorists doing during lockdown? You must attack the infidels. Sorry, mate, I'm shielding. We had a slogan in the UK. Hands, face, space. Hands, face, space. Wash your hands. Cover your face. Keep space. Hands, face, space. It rhymes. Everyone complied, even terrorists. We all turned into these compliant sheep. Before then, it was rock and roll going fucking crazy. And now everyone, compliant sheep, yeah, just saying yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. Well, you know, I don't believe these conspiracy theories for one main reason. The politicians can't get away with fucking behind their partners' backs. I doubt they could pull off a global conspiracy, you know? But it's true, I think, that morality has gone forever. I used to watch a dating game show in the UK. I don't know whether you had it where you are in the world, called Blind Date. I used to watch it with my stepdad in the 80s. You know, it's the only thing we watched together. Big, big dating show. And, it was cheeky. It was like there was one person, it was a dating show, choosing three contestants behind a screen. You know, there'd be like questions like, oh, I'm into DIY. What's your favourite tool? Oh, cheeky, she said tool. Now, the equivalent, 30 years later, is the show Naked Attraction. I don't know whether you have it in the where you are in the world, but it goes something like this. Same question to number three. Can you show me your actual clitoris? In close-up, on HD, on your bald vagina. Oh, it's pierced, is it? I'd love to suck that pierced clitoris. That's an actual quote from the show. I'd love to suck that pierced clitoris. And by the way, my favourite tool is my cock, which, as you can see, is semi-erect because I've been fluffing it to get it as big as possible while looking semi-flaccid. And now it's ready to thumb into that tattooed vagina. program has done nothing for the tattooing business, by the way. All the contestants are covered in tattoos. These are not good role models, are they? Be like a judge sentencing someone to death and then immediately getting a tear tattoo. It's like, dude, I can't fucking get a tattoo now. That shit ain't cool anymore. Not like you, say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. So when was subtlety lost? In the 80s, everything was so subtle, wasn't it? Every TV program, it was just a tease. It's like Blind Date, it was like cheeky, but it was like, oh, did you see nipple? Was that nipple? You couldn't see anything before 9 o'clock. It was frustrating. The whole country was backing up. They were waiting for 9 o'clock so they could masturbate. So many people were waiting to masturbate. 9 o'clock became known as the watershed. Subtlety, when did it change? Well, I think I've identified the one moment in the UK, certainly, that subtlety was lost forever. You probably had, wherever you are in the world, think back and think, when did it change? This is where it changed, I think, in the UK. It was 2002, so it's going to be something around then. If you think, subtlety, morality, when did it go? 2002, in this country, it was revealed that ex-Prime Minister, our most boring Prime Minister, John Major, had fucked Edwina Curry for many years. Now, you don't have to know who these people are. This is like the equivalent of Boris Johnson fucking Theresa May, yeah? Which he definitely has done. Boris Johnson going down on Theresa May actually started coronavirus. Something about eating a bat in a wet market. Oh dear. I think the biggest surprise, if Boris Johnson did fuck Theresa May, actually, he'd finally be fucking someone older than him. But anyway, John Major, he was no Boris Johnson. He was my most boring moral prime minister. Think back to the 80s. Wherever you are in the world, politicians were more moral then. I mean, even like Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman or a little bit of jizz on the dress. That's fucking, compare that to Trump. Seems like, Mother Teresa. Who subsequently we find out was a cunt as well. I don't know. When it was revealed John Major was fucking behind his wife's back, we all collectively thought as one, if John Major is going to do our most boring Prime Minister, then fuck it. It's like when the chief political advisor in the UK, Dominic Cummings, was caught driving in the first lockdown. And the excuse he gave to everyone was he was just testing his eyesight by driving. Yeah? When John Major drove round to Edwina Curry's to test his cock, we all just collectively as one thought, fuck it, fuck it. Burglars started booting down doors and everyone, even terrorists. Even terrorists stopped phoning ahead. Remember they used to phone ahead and avoid their own bombs? That's right, after this happened in the UK, even terrorists lost their basic self-respect. They respect nothing now, these terrorists. The only thing that they respect, coronavirus lockdown rules. Comply, comply, comply. Death to America. Oh, no, I've changed the slogan now. It's now hands, face, space. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong. I've been down. Been to the bottom of every battle. So who knows? Maybe there is something in the conspiracy theories. I don't know. 2 years out of the crazy for many of us has allowed us to rest, hasn't it? To take things easier. John Major has stopped fucking everyone. Apart from his wife, allegedly. Boris Johnson hasn't stopped fucking everyone, definitely. He's fucked everyone. And most burglars gave up for a few years, didn't they, apart from mine? experts. As hard as lockdown was, I've talked about this on previous podcasts about there now being fucking in the streets. I haven't even thought about fucking up the streets. Because the idiots of the world will have been backing up over the last 2 years, won't they? Like a shit-filled catapult, ready to make up for lost time. All the cunts of the world ready to hit the streets again. So you know what I say? I might stay in for a bit longer. I've started watching snooker from the 80s. Over the last week, I've started regressing. I might now start watching reruns of Blind Date. I'll pretend we're in a more innocent time, in the mid-80s, where terrorists phone ahead and prime ministers had the decency to hide their extramarital fucking from the public. I'm going to stay in now forever. At least for another couple of years. It was good, wasn't it? But what about comedy, Nathan? Your public needs you. I know, but I don't need comedy. I've got a bigger plan, guys. I'm going to go in, genuinely, for the next series of Naked Attraction. Concern, what tattoo should I have on my face? I don't know, maybe the word hands on one cheek and the word space on the other cheek. Hands, face, space, just so it's there to remind me. Of what I really am. A sheep. A loser, compliant sheep. Comply, comply, comply. Yeah.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.